Monday morning, it is time for our Made in Michigan Monday feature for this week. And one of the very first suggestions I got for this feature was Grow Hoop, which is a local company here in Port Huron, actually. And Kathy Daniel is on the line to tell us all about the Grow Hoop story. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
So your husband came up with this idea. Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. Your husband came up with this idea. When? When did you first start Grow Hoop?
Well, in 2015, he made the first hoop. It was because I tend to over-garden, so to speak. I had so many tomato plants,
right.
You know, they were always falling over with those old metal cages. And he got tired, staking them up at night and still having rotten tomatoes on the ground at the end of the season. So one night he came in and I was all, sweaty and sick of my garden and said there's got to be an easier way.
Yeah.
And so he sketched the first hoop on a napkin with, I think, a crayon and brought it to Michigan Manufactured Products, which is his company. So they made a tool and then they started using, putting them through the injection molding machines. And so in 2015, we started using them at home. And then we realized they worked really great, and we started giving them to family and friends. Kevin's part of the EDA, and we won a contest through their underground program,
mm-hmm.
which afforded us some marketing assistance. And we had Tina Frazier do some wonderful marketing. And then next thing you know, we were at, the Novi Home and Garden Show, and we started selling at Vantage Point on Saturdays, and we've been doing that ever since. So now, 2019, we sell them online. We sell them at Vantage Point and at Durst Lumber in Berkeley. And the next goal is to get them in retail stores. So,
yeah. And
bottom
and I,
line.
Right. No, go ahead.
I was going to say bottom line is, it's a modular support system for plants. And not just for tomatoes, but that's what it originally was sketched out for. But I use it for everything in my garden, to keep everything up off the ground, growing vertically and, nice, healthy produce at the end of the season.
It's such a simple idea. You had to have thought at first, well, why hasn't somebody come up with this already? But it really is revolutionary in gardening, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, my husband, Kevin, is, he's a thinker. He just, comes up with solutions for problems, and this happened to be a pretty fantastic one.
Absolutely. It's made of plastic. It's pretty durable, isn't it?
It's very durable. Over the years, we've made some modifications based on feedback that we've gotten from family, friends, and some customers. So now there's some stakes that go into the ground and then the first hoop, and then you just keep layering them, just to support. We find that five hoops does the job for your typical tomato, but you can go higher or you can stay lower, and, it's just so easy. You just add as the plant grows.
I can imagine that this is something that retailers are definitely going to take interest in. But it's not easy. You've got to work at it, don't you?
The marketing part.
Yeah. Well, the marketing,
yes.
and all the retail aspects of it.
The retail aspect. Yeah. That has been, the challenge, we both have full-time jobs, he's running the company and I work at Community Mental Health. You're on the weekends trying to take it different places. We went to Eastern Market a couple times, and that was very lovely, and we did well. It's just, you only have so much time if you're not doing that full time.
Right.
So that is our hope, is to, get them into other stores, and that's just done by reaching out and, opportunities like this, which we really appreciate. Hopefully things connect and we get some more folks interested in having them at their stores.
I think, this may actually help people take an interest in gardening as well, because I think that frustration people have had with their plants, especially tomato plants, drooping and sagging and not yielding much produce, for that reason, I think a lot of people say, I don't have a green thumb. I'm not good at gardening. This could really help people.
It really could. You know, I mean, I use it on my green peppers. I use it on beans. You can even go vertical with cucumbers.
Sure.
Somebody used our hoops for that. I never thought of it. So, you know, we've had some wonderful feedback from folks in our community, you know, and they'll snap pictures and put them online. And so that has been really nice, you know, and that's helped sort of get the idea out there. So we do get a lot of business at Vantage Point, and that's a wonderful way to spend a Saturday, you know, meeting folks and hearing their gardening stories and having them give us feedback on how the hoops work for them.
What does a gardener do in the wintertime? You gear up for next season?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you just kind of sort of plot out your plan for the next year.
Yeah.
And that's the nice part about the hoops, you know, as opposed to the old metal cages that you just sort of pull out of the ground and they're kind of, you know, wonky and hard to stack. You know, the hoops just, you know, you just hose them off and stack them up, put them in your, you know, garage or barn or whatever, and, you know, they're ready for the next year.
And you don't
That's the nicest part.
Yeah, and you don't have to have a large garden necessarily. You could have a small, even a small patio garden to use these.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, the hoops fit perfectly over those five-gallon buckets that you can get at Lowe's, you know, for people that just want one tomato. Mm-hmm. You know, and they fit in like those bigger barrel planters. And people are doing the, you know, sort of the raised planters now.
Mm-hmm.
Or raised gardens, I should say. And, you know, the hoops fit in those just fine, too. So, yeah, it's pretty neat.
You've gotten a lot of local support for Grow Hoop, obviously, as you said, at Vantage Point, and people just sort of through word of mouth have been talking about it. But you also have a website, and people can buy these online. Are you surprised sometimes to see how far-reaching this business has become and where people are connecting with you from?
Some of them. I mean, we haven't strayed too far yet. You know, that's, again, that's part of what we're hopeful for.
Right.
You know, with our marketing folks that we've had over the last couple years, we've had a couple different groups and or companies, and each one has done something a little bit different, and each one has been very helpful. So, you know, we're learning our way as far as the marketing is concerned. You know, that's not our forte. So,
well,
we appreciate people like Chuck Santoni and you and you know, all the folks who've been kind enough to give us an interview and talk about it. It's pretty wonderful.
Well, we're always happy to see local businesses, these startups that grow, and, you know, as you mentioned, through the help of the EDA and other organizations locally to grow local companies. That's important to our overall economy, I think, and kind of a feather in the cap for this area to see some of these local startups grow, and we can say we knew them when.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice on a Saturday to have people. Actually, we've sold a lot. For, you know, folks that come into town, you know, they'll be visiting their family from Georgia or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we've gotten them kind of far-reaching.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll say, oh, we've never seen anything like this before. And, you know, it's been, that part's been very lovely. You know, it kind of gets them out there.
Well, we wish you success on Grow Hoop. It's G-R-O dash H-O-O-P. And it's, if you're looking for it online, it's just all one word, no dash, just Grow Hoop. .com, pretty easy to find. You can buy them there.
Yes.
And good stuff.
Yep.
Kathy, thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning. Best of luck with the growth of Grow Hoop.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the interview. I appreciate it.
You got it. Take care. Bye now.